Welcome to this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. More than 200 years ago, French-American naturalist and painter John James Audubon traveled through our region and left us a detailed journal of his journey through the wilds that once were the wonders of Southern Illinois. In the winter of 1810, he floated down the Ohio to the Caro area where he camped with the Shawnee. Audubon himself tells the story as portrayed by Brian Fox Ellis for this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders.
It has been many years since I have traveled here through the southern region of Illinois. I think you say Illinois. But my partner, Rosier, and I, we had a general store in Red Banks. I think you say Henderson, Kentucky. And we felt because Rosier spoke very little English and St. Genevieve, Missouri was a French settlement, that maybe our business would prosper. And so just before Christmas, we loaded our flatboat with 300 barrels of Kentucky bourbon, for that is how you open a general store, no? In the wilderness. And we floated down the Ohio River to Tawapiti Bottoms, where the Ohio River joins the Mississippi. Now, the Mississippi River was frozen, and so we were trapped there for quite some time. My partner, Rosier, was miserable, but I enjoyed hunting with the Shawnee Indians. One day, a young man came into our camp. He told us he had found where a great black bear was hibernating, and he wanted me to go hunting with him. What would you say? Of course, I said yes. And so we came to this place along the river where there was a huge hollow log, and he motions for me to climb a tree. What would you do? I did as I was instructed, and I shimmied up this small tree. He set fire just outside one end of this hollow log, and he blew the smoke into the hollow log. And then he stripped himself bare, armed with nothing but a knife, and he crawls into this log to wrestle with this bear. He wakes it up first, and then I hear the bear roar and growl, and he dispatches this bear and comes dragging it from the hollow log. I ask him, "Why do you wake up the bear?" He said he wanted to give the bear a fighting chance. And that night we feasted on bear meat. Eventually, the river opened and we headed to St. Genevieve. Now, my partner, Rosier, he loved this town and he stayed. Matter of fact, he became the mayor and so did each of his sons. But I missed my family in Henderson. And so in the spring, in April, I believe it was, I walked from St. Genevieve to Shawnee Town, across southern Illinois in 3 days, crossing maybe 50 miles a day. I remember when I came to the Big Muddy River, the gnats and mosquitoes were so bad on a later trip that they killed my horse. And I had to leave my horse on the banks of the Muddy River and swim across, submerging myself to avoid the black flies and mosquitoes. I remember writing in a letter to my friend Sir Walter Scott in Edinburgh that I might be the last man to see the wilds of North America as they once truly were. But maybe I am wrong. Please, will you help to prove me wrong? I understand that the great forests of southern Illinois have been preserved and protected, and that each and every one of you hearing my story can plant the native trees and flowers in your yard. And who knows, maybe someday you or your children or your great-grandchildren's children will see the wilderness of Illinois as I once saw it many years before.
That's Illinois-based author, historian, storyteller, and naturalist Brian Fox Ellis. You can learn more about Ellis and his portrayal of John James Audubon on his website, www.foxtalesint.com. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. More information online at www.prairie.org. I'm Jeff Williams.